Good morning. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you all ate too much. It's easy to do, isn't it? My wife read to me a stunning, maybe a frightening, statistic. In Japan, the COVID outbreak is as bad there as it is anywhere in the world. But more people this year in Japan have died from suicide than the COVID virus. Let me say that again. More people have died in Japan from suicide. The coronavirus. That has also come to America. Hundreds and hundreds of people are taking their own life. Despair, heartache, sorrow, fear of what may happen or may not happen. But it's a psychological conundrum for so many. A condition that affects many. But it's not just suicide. There are issues that we have to deal with every day, amen? There are things that happen, some good, some not so good. In our passage this morning, there's just one little verse. We're just going to look at one small verse. It's found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. And I want you to listen carefully what it says. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 25. It says this, anxiety in the heart of man maketh it stoop. But a good word maketh it glad. That first word, anxiety, is the word we get our word heaviness from. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. But a good word maketh it glad. This little verse tells us that there are times in each of our lives that are hard. And there are going to be times in your heart and in your life, the circumstances that you face that will be hard. Difficult, even bad. Some Christians have the wrong viewpoint that because you're saved, everything's going to be good for you. Well, that simply is not true. There's going to be hurt. There's going to be anxious care. There's going to be difficulty. Now, we all enjoy it when things go good. Amen? We all like that. But when our heart is hurt and sorrow floods in like a dam that just broke, when the heart becomes overwhelmed and the hurt seems too heavy to bear. What can we do? What do we need? Where do we find rest from these issues of the heart? Now, we can put on a good face. We can pretend. We can act like there's nothing wrong, but folks, there are times in each of our lives that all the acting and all the pretending don't change the facts that our heart is hurt, sorrow is heavy, and we are sick. The best psychologist in the world is God. The best psychological textbook in the world is the Bible. God has, in his providence, given us a book that has answers. This little verse gives a lot of information, but sometimes we pass by it and don't think on it or think about what it's trying to tell us. Listen to our verse once more. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. There are three things about this little verse that I want us to notice. I want you to notice, first of all, there's a description of the heart. There are three important things said about this heart. These issues are stated. There are three important words that confront us in this very small verse. I want you to notice with me these things. Number one, the first thing it says is the word heaviness. Heaviness. That word is the word we get our word anxious from, or anxiety, and it's the same in the reverse. Anxiety, we get our word heaviness from. It means anxious care. Your heart is upset. It's worried. It's stressed. It has the thought of a deep burden or a deep sorrow. A sorrow that seems too heavy. A sorrow that seems insurpassable. Heaviness. It's hard. It's those days you wake up and you put your face in your hands and you weep because of the heaviness of your heart. It's hard to handle. It's hard even to get up. It's hard to get going. Some can hide that very well, amen? But it doesn't change the condition of your heart. It doesn't change it. Heaviness. Heaviness. The second thing I want us to see is it says this heaviness in the heart. The word heart here doesn't mean that thing inside of us that's pounding. And when you put your hand over your heart, if you feel it pounding, you can say, that's a good thing. So when you put your hand over your heart, there's nothing happening, that's the last thing you're going to think. But it's not talking about this organ in our body. The word heart here is the word that represents three things. You may want to write these down. Number one, this word heart represents the place of our emotions. The heart, the place of our emotions. That's emotion is how we react to situations, what things that bring us happiness, things that bring us sadness. That's emotion. The second thing this heart, this word heart represents or carries the meaning of is memories. That's an interesting statement. Memories. Memories. Sometimes we have fond memories, sometimes we have what? Bad memories. And I'm not talking about repressed memories. I'm talking about memories. We all live through life. And there are things that happen as we go along in life. Some good and some bad. And some of those things that we've done ourselves or we've experienced end up being memories that we carry. And sometimes those memories come back to what? Haunt us. Memories. So it means the emotion, the memories, and it also has a thought of our own conscience. Conscience can bless you or not bless you. Conscience surely does not excuse you. So we have the heaviness of the heart, a heaviness in the heart, heaviness in our heart. Our emotions become difficult, hard. Memories create difficulty in our lives. Our conscience awakes and says, you shouldn't have been there. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have said those things. You shouldn't have gone with her. You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. And there's one third statement. It says this: heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. This word stoop means that you are bent over. It has a thought almost of a man who's bent over and you're trying to talk to him and he can't even lift his head. Not for pain, but because of either the embarrassment or the condition that he's in. He simply cannot lift his head. It means to be bent down. In fact, it even has a thought of to fall over due to some condition you're in. To stoop. It could have that. It could point to a physical condition, a malady you have, and you fall over. You can't carry yourself. But it can also mean a load that seems too heavy to bear. That is an incredible description that every person here has faced or will face in their lives. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. This description paints a picture. I think that number one is hard to look at, be honest about. We can shake our heads and say, that's not me. That doesn't happen to me. I've never been there. But it's a picture that is hard to look at. And if unchecked, it can lead to darkness. I've been there. My church in Michigan, I had a complete nervous breakdown. When I went to see my doctor, she gave me a test for that. And There are 12 questions. She said, you have all 12. I couldn't put two thoughts together. Darkness was overwhelming. I mean, it's hard to explain how bad it was. A preacher of the gospel can have that happen. Anybody can. And if unchecked, it can lead to darkness, and it did in me. It can lead to emotional heartache, panic, and difficulties that you would never imagine. It's not just put on a happy face, amen? It's not zippity-doo-dah. I tried that for 6 years, put on a happy face. I'd go and preach, and I'd go home, and I'd shut all the blinds, and I'd sit in the darkness, afraid to look out, afraid to meet, afraid to talk, afraid to go anywhere, afraid to do anything. It was overwhelming. Now, some of you may be saying, why on earth would the preacher even share this with others? I'll tell you why. Because for too long in Christianity, we've tried to pretend that these things can't happen. And especially a preacher. If that happened to him, he must be some kind of awful, rotten, no good, low down sinner. But when depression captures your heart, you need help. So this sermon is to help us, to encourage us, help us see the importance of what God's trying to say to us. And so he takes time in the early part of this little verse and explains by description a picture of what can happen when you get in this condition. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. The description of the heart. There's a second thing in this verse. Because when it describes heaviness, it's talking about conditions that can attack your heart. The Bible talks about three of these conditions. But conditions that attack your heart, that bring it to this heaviness. What causes that? What are these conditions? Let me give you three, because there are three important conditions of the heart that can cause heaviness in the heart. What are the marks? There are three. Number one, this heaviness is marked by a wounded spirit. A wounded spirit. Proverbs 18:14 says, a wounded spirit, who can bear? Who can bear a wounded spirit? The word wounded means to shoot a dart and hit the mark. It means to be pierced through. When the Bible talked about Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity. The word wounded, same word here, that word wounded meant to be pierced through. They pierced my hands and my feet. It has that pointed picture. Your heart has been shot through. It's been wounded. It's been pierced. A wounded spirit, Proverbs 18 says, who can bear, or no one can bear? Proverbs, Psalm 109:22, the psalmist said this, my heart is wounded within me. Something happened to the psalmist that broke his heart. It was wounded, punctured. Now, this wounded heart is caused by two things. One is acts that are done against you. People can be cruel, amen? They can say terrible things, hurtful things. There have been marriages that have broken up over that very thing, words. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. Words are the most hurtful in the world. There have been people that have had things said about them, accusations made about them that weren't true, but have been sold to the public eye, and they've bought them. Acts against you cause a wounded spirit. False accusations cause a wounded spirit. Vile attacks from someone else cause a wounded spirit. The Bible says heaviness in the heart. It's meaning talking about a person who can have a wounded spirit. Have you ever been wounded? It hurts, doesn't it? It hurts. There's a second marker picture that pictures this issue of the heart heaviness. Not only a wounded spirit, write this one down, a burdened spirit. They're different. Wounded spirit is a puncture. Goes right in. A burdened spirit. The Bible says, for my sin has gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. This verse indicates that a burdened spirit often is caused by our own failure. For my sin has gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. A load you carry that is a sin that is unconfessed, and it is crushing you. I don't know what it is. It's consuming you. You can do all the things you do, but this one thing comes back, and it's a haunting thing to you, something you've done. It's a burden too heavy for you. But there's a second meaning of this word burden. Not just does it have the thought of your own failure, but it has a thought of a deep concern over the difficulties in someone else's life. That's a Christian response. We see someone we love, brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't know about you, but as a pastor, I look out at this church and I see you, and I can't physically touch you. I can't, but I can say to you, I love you. But I want you to know that if there was ever any time, if I could get there, I'll be there. And it hurts me when you hurt. You have loved ones, family members, Christian friends, and you see them hurt, and you hurt. it causes a deep concern in you, a heavy burden. It's hard to carry. There's one third condition. Not only a wounded spirit, a burdened spirit. Write this down. This may be the worst of all. A broken spirit. A broken spirit. What causes a broken spirit? Here's the verse. Listen to this verse. Proverbs 15:13. By sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. The sorrow becomes so heavy, becomes so overwhelming. I remember family in our church. We still see them on occasion, talk to them. Their daughter had just got married, and after about, I don't know, a year and a half, she was pregnant. Their first baby. Now, my daughter, Sarah, was pregnant at the same time. She was in Colorado. These folks were right in Michigan, so she went in for delivery, and there were some complications, some difficulties. Baby was born, but it wasn't healthy. Wasn't good. Heart was bad. One in the morning, I was at the hospital with the family. I sat in that hospital room and watched that mama hold that little baby and watched the life drain out of that little baby. I sat with her parents. We wept. We wept. We prayed. I had to go and eventually take the baby and give it to the nurse. And looking in the eyes of that mama, this verse was absolutely true. Sorrow of the heart breaks the spirit. Her spirit was crushed. Nothing she could do. You can repeat that 100 times over in different circumstances, due to different situations. By sorrow of the heart is the spirit broken. A wife or a loved one gets cancer. There's nothing you can do. A daughter who comes home for vacation is struck by another car and her life is taken from her at an early age. Son or husband who decided because of what he believed God would do and believed in the protection of his own country goes to war. Is wounded or his life is taken in battle. These kinds of things can bring a broken spirit. That family, the husband was an unsaved Catholic man, and he wanted to go in the chapel after the baby had passed. I went in the chapel with him. We sat down. And he looked at me and said, "Why? Why? What did I do?" I said, "You didn't do a solitary thing." So we talked through that situation for about an hour. And I told him, I said, "Eugene, God loves you. Though this loss is incredibly great, God is going to restore you." He received Christ that night. I baptized him about 2 weeks later. almost 1 year to the to that exact day, she had her first baby, little boy. She had a second baby next year, another little boy. They were a handful too. But their sorrow was taken away. Her heart was restored. But a broken spirit. Wounded spirit, burdened spirit, broken spirit. That's what marks the heaviness of a heart. What do you do? What does God want to do? Who will help? Now listen to the verse. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Now please, don't leave here thinking I'm going to say, why don't you just cheer up? How many know that is just falling on deaf ears? And instead of you being cheered up, you want to take your hand and swat me upside the head and say, that does not help, you nitwit. Or, why are you so down? Other people have it worse than you do. Those kind of people, you want to give them a kick in the pants. That isn't what this verse is saying at all. Tell them to stop thinking about themselves and just get a hold of the thing. Many have it worse than you do. Those things are just falling on deaf ears. They are not helpful. They certainly are Christ-like. Listen very carefully. When someone else is facing this issue, whether it's a wounded spirit or a broken spirit or a burdened spirit, whatever it is, when they're facing this issue of the heart, we as true believers are to do three things. This word, good word, that those two words, isn't just talking about your speech. It's talking about the actions of life. You do something. Here, go over just for a second to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll tell you what God says. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Says this, and listen very carefully, the wording here is just incredible. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all, what? Comfort. That's God. And God's there for you, but that isn't the only way he handles circumstances like this. Listen to what it says. It's so important. It says, he who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, heaviness of the heart, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. The reason God helps you is so that you can help someone else. The reason God brings comfort to you is so that you can be a comfort to someone else. That is your responsibility. That just happened for emphasizing. I about blew my head right off my shoulders. So there are three things we're to do. we are to come along beside them. The word comfort in the verse that I just read, that word comfort has a word, it has the implication that to stand by. It's the same, it's a Greek word, parakletos, and it means the one who comes to stand by you, to never leave you. Comfort. You come along beside them. The word comfort comes from that exact kind of response. Here's what we do. Here's what it's saying. Hey, when a person's in this heaviness, when a person's suffering this, you don't just say silliness to them, dumb things. You don't just act like it's their fault. You come along beside them. You embrace them. You stay with them. You comfort them. And it's more than just an emotional attachment, although it is that. It's a spiritual attachment. Your spirit bears witness with their spirit. Number one, we come along. Number two, we are to cherish them. The word cherish in the New Testament means to place the highest mark, the highest value, to value them beyond yourself. And it carries with it the thought of empathizing. How many know the difference between empathizing and sympathizing? Sympathizing is you can feel sorry for a situation. Empathizing is you feel the situation. They're two entirely different things. If you're going to be an empathizer, you're going to feel the circumstance. It's going to burden you. Bear ye one another's burdens. That word burden is a very heavy load. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So we come along, we cherish them. There's one third thing. We are to get so close that the burden, the weight, the heaviness becomes our heaviness. And when we have done those three things, we can begin to earn their trust. Then what we say, our good word, then what we say will carry weight, will help restore them. Our good word will make them glad. In fact, it actually has a thought of heart change. It will help change the heart. It's valuable, encouraging, good, profitable counsel. And sometimes all it is you being there. You showing up. And everybody here needs that. Now, God will come along beside you. But he's given us family members like this. And our responsibility isn't just to ourselves. Our responsibility is to each other. And that's the point of this verse. Carry out your responsibility so that the one who has heaviness can get relief from the God who is the God of all comfort. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. but a good word maketh it glad. Lord, help us to be the right kind of Christian. Lord, if there's someone here who's struggling, Lord, help us to see it and step in along beside them and comfort them, encourage them. If there's something we've done that's stupid or wrong, and we know we've done it, we're not making it right, help us to make it right, to get the burden lifted. Lord, help us to love one another with a deep love, fervently. We pray in Christ's name, amen.